Today is the feast day of St. Paul the Hermit. Now, this is a saint that perhaps you haven't heard of because, well, lots of people don't hear of hermits. They're hermits. They live out in the middle of nowhere. How do we even find out about them? Well, that's almost a story as exciting as the story of St. Paul. First, about St. Paul the Hermit. He lived in the desert of Egypt in the 3rd and 4th century. Now, he was born to parents who were pretty well off, and they educated him. But at the time that he was 15 years old, both of his parents died, leaving he and his sister orphaned. But his sister was married, and in the persecutions that arose in about the year 250, his brother-in-law decided that he would try to turn in his brother Paul to try to take his inheritance and get it for he and his wife. St. Paul's sister. Well, St. Paul got wind of this, and so he fled to a house a little further out, but the brother-in-law still kept after him. So eventually, Paul is forced to flee to the wilderness. And he goes and lives in the mountains in a cave near the Red Sea. Well, this sounds like a terrible turn of events. However, what happens is amazing. Paul gets to this cave in the middle of the desert and nowhere, and he finds he likes it. He likes being away from all the worries and cares of life in the city. He has nothing in the wilderness, but he finds this cave, and he finds that this cave is the greatest gift he ever got. In the cave, there's a spring with water, and there's a palm tree to provide him food, dates to eat, and also to make clothes. So, literally, this very well-to-do person goes to the wilderness, and he lives off of dates, and weaves together a cloak from a palm tree, and lives that way until he's 113 years old. Now, how do we know about this? Well, because another great kind of hermit person, Saint Anthony of the Desert, the first abbot, he receives a vision as he's thinking, I think probably no hermit has ever gone further into the wilderness than I have. And Jesus reveals to him, no, there's somebody else. You should go seek him. And so he does. He goes into the wilderness, and he's guided by some miraculous encounters and beasts. And St. Anthony of the Desert finds his way to St. Paul the Hermit. Now, the two of them have never met. But upon meeting, they immediately embrace each other and acknowledge each other by name. Paul, it's you. I found you. Anthony, I knew you would come. It was revealed to me in a dream. Isn't that amazing? These two people who have nothing, who live in the wilderness of Egypt, know each other, even though they've never met. Well, Anthony is so excited to have a friend hermit, but Paul says, no, actually God has sent you to me so that you can bury me. I'm 113 years old and my life is about done, and you're going to bury my dead body. Well, Anthony is just beside himself. Like, I just got a new friend, someone who loves Christ and the hermit way of life, and you're going to go? Well, Paul tells him, go back to your monastery and get the cloak that was given to you by the bishop Athanasius. Yet another great saint, Athanasius, like, and Anthony's like, how do you even know about this? Like, eh, I learned about it in a dream. So really what Paul was doing was he didn't want Anthony to have to see him die. So Athanasius goes back to his own little hermitage, gets the cloak that the bishop Athanasius had given him, and he brings it back to Paul. But on the way, he sees Paul's heavenly spirit go up to heaven, and he knows that Paul has died. And when he gets there, he finds Paul's dead body still kneeling in prayer with his hands up. But he realizes that he's dead, and so he takes the cloak that Bishop Athanasius had given him, wraps his body in it, and goes out, and he's like, okay, I don't even have anything to bury his body. If I go back to my monastery, that's 4 days. I'll just stay here and die. Well, then, you know what happens? Two lions come out of the wilderness and dig a hole to bury the body. Amazing. So he buries the body, remembering that happy meeting between those two, Anthony and Paul. These two great hermits, they met each other. And indeed, the lions create the hole, and the body is buried. Anthony then goes back to his monastery, tells the story. That's how we know about Paul. And then that's ultimately, you know how we know about Anthony? Well, Athanasius writes his story, and the life of Anthony becomes amazing. And then later, Jerome writes the life of St. Paul. And so all these people living in caves and exile, well, they teach us two things. One, we don't need a whole lot of worldly things. Paul grows to love the wilderness, as does Anthony, as does Jerome, who goes to live in a cave in Bethlehem, right next to the birthplace of Jesus. So we don't need much of anything. The other thing that we find is that God provides. He gave Anthony a spring. He gave him a date palm to live by. In fact, later, he gives him a raven to send half a loaf of bread a day. When Anthony and Paul meet, the raven comes again and brings him not half a loaf, but a whole loaf, because now there are two people. How amazing is that? So God will provide, and we'll even be happier from what he provides. The second thing we learn is that friendship, spiritual friendship, is one of the greatest gifts God can give us. He gave Paul Anthony. He gave Anthony Athanasius. Jerome tells us about all three of them. Isn't it amazing what God can do to bring about the friendship? Paul's own family tried to have him murdered by the Romans. Anthony fled his family and went and lived in a tomb. Jerome's family hated him, and pretty much everyone else thought he was a bit hard to get along with. But these people, well, even the spiritual family of the church, Athanasius got exiled from his diocese three times. So the kind of friendship that we would expect, worldly friends and even family, sometimes it doesn't work out. But for St. Paul of the wilderness, St. Paul of Thebes, as he's known from Egypt, St. Paul the Hermit, he had everything he needed. A palm tree, dates, a raven to bring him a half a loaf of bread, a spring. In the end, after wrapping Paul's body in the cloak of Athanasius, it's said that St. Anthony took the little palm-woven tunic that Paul had back with him to his monastery, and he wore it twice a year only, on Easter and Pentecost. So today, let us remember this holy anchorite, as he's known, the first hermit, St. Paul, who lived in a cave with not much of anything, and yet seemingly had everything he needed. The love of God, time to meditate, a loaf of bread from a raven, a spring. Most of all, he had the love of God, and he had his friend, St. Anthony, to come visit him and bury his body. What is it that you're trying to get by with today that maybe you don't really need? What could you get rid of? You might just find like the St. Paul who lived as a hermit. Maybe getting rid of stuff might give you all you need. And pray that God would send you the friends that you need to get by. Let this be our lesson today. St. Paul the Hermit, St. Anthony the Abbot, Athanasius the exiled bishop, Jerome, the difficult, hated translator of the Bible. These people knew something that I think all of us could learn from. So let's be grateful today for heavenly help that comes from a hermit. St. Paul the Hermit, pray for us.